Thank you. So, I'm gonna give two talks about this title, tessellation and Lyubich-Minsky laminations associated with quadratic maps. So, basically, the main results are shown in the next talk, but today we're gonna do some kind of preparation for this. So for settings and there's some motivations and so on. So maybe the best way to introduce the Lyubich and Minsky lamination is talking about the Sullivan's dictionary. This a famous dictionary about the Kleinian group and the iteration of rational maps. So the theory of Kleinian group and the theory of rational iteration, I mean iteration of its rational functions, have a very big similarity. So there are no results. So many results, but today, so we just talk about the formulation. But so the Kleinian group is the discrete group of PSL2C acting on the Riemann sphere, and then the rational iteration is the iteration of rational functions F acting on the Riemann sphere. So for the Kleinian group, so we can extend this action to the H3, the hyperbolic tree space in the upper half space or something, or in various models. So the action has a 3D extension. And the good thing is this action is properly discontinuous. And then we have the quotient. We can take a quotient about this one. So taking the quotient, we will have a manifold which inherits the hyperbolic structure of this manifold H3. So we have a hyperbolic tree manifold. Well, in general, so it may be orbifold. So now they are very similar as a holomorphic dynamics. So for example, the Julia set and the linear set correspond and so on. So there are pretty much many other elements of correspondence or many terms of dictionaries, but there is a big blank here. So the kind of geometric realization of this holomorphic dynamics. So the Kleinian group is realized as a manifold. So it's much better if you can find some object which corresponds to hyperbolic tree manifold. So in 1990s, Lyubich and Minsky introduced a notion of hyperbolic tree lamination associated with rational functions. So this can be a candidate, actually the first and the last candidate so far for this object. So roughly speaking, we make a kind of lamination called affine lamination. We will give a precise definition later. Affine lamination. We first make a lamination which has leaves isomorphic to C, the complex plane, and there is the action of there exists a homeomorphic action on these. So, and next, we extend them. Right, we have 3D extension here. And then we will have the hyperbolic lamination and the action is extended again. And actually, the good thing is this action is properly discontinuous. So we can take quotient. So we will have quotient lamination for this one. So, this is our hyperbolic free orbifold lamination. So this has leaves isomorphic to C, and this has leaves isomorphic in general, not only C, but roughly almost any many cases they have only C, or in this case A3, and we take quotient, so, and by discrete action, and then we have the lamination by 3 orbifolds. So we consider such an object. So not only define these objects, so Ljubic and Minsky showed a rigidity theorem. So Ljubic and Minsky showed a rigidity theorem. Rigidity theorem about theorem on critically non-recurrent, non-recurrent rational maps without parabolic cycles. So, the very good thing also is they show this rigidity theorem by using the analogous argument to the Mostow rigidity theorem and the Martin isomorphic theorem. So the proof is given by analogous argument or Mostow rigidity or something. And so on. So the proof the analogous proof works for this object. So actually the definition is very abstract, but we can do the analogous argument for this object. So this is a very best part of this theory. So my work is about some problem on this object, like as hyperbolic lamination or affine lamination. So, for example, some questions are arising. So, now, for example, how the topological structure of lamination. So, actually, to proceed this proof, so we don't know much about the precise structure of lamination. But for example, the g squared, c to the d squared, or like a small perturbation of them is much very easy to understand it. So for such a case, it is very easy to check, consider the, or investigate the structure, topological structure of such laminations. But for example, like g squared plus 1/4, its parabolic case is not precisely known so far, or divided rabbit or g squared minus 1. So even for such easy quadratic cases, the topological structure of laminations are not precisely known. Another problem is such a parabolic bifurcation. So I think their theorem and this rigidity theorem, so they exclude this parabolic cycle. So actually it is a little bit difficult to deal with parabolic cycles because of some difficulty arises anyway. So what we want to consider is what is going on for the animations when the parabolic bifurcation occurs. For example, if we have the family like d squared plus 1 or d squared plus c, so we can consider the path from c to 0 to the 1/3 rim here. So then the dynamics change like this. For example, the Jeriot set is first like circle, and next here, so the Jeriot set is going to be like much more like a rabbit. And then at this stage, so they have a parabolic point. We have a degeneration of the repairing cycle and adapting cycle here. We have a parabolic point here. Then we need to go to that path. Then we will have, well, like a rabbit-like picture of the Jeriot set. Actually, now we have three adapting points and the repairing point here. So now it is not so much difficult to understand the structure of lamination here, and especially here. But even for the perturbation and going to this degeneration process, we don't know what is going on for lamination. So to understand more about laminations, it's much better if we know much about such a cost. So, and in the sense of this parallel argument of the Kleinian group and the rational maps, it's much better to know about the cusp. So our plan is for my talk is like this. So today, so we get a definition of Lyubich-Minsky laminations. So we will show some stability results. On lamination. So, I mean, if we perturb the parameter, then how the lamination changes. So in the hyperbolic case, we have a good stability. So this is our topic today. And the next time I'm going to talk about the degeneration process. So to investigate the structure of lamination, we'll use the tessellation. So tessellation for the field of Jeriot set. So for example, in this picture, so we will give a tessellation for this region. I mean the tiling. So giving a tiling. And then we divide the lamination into many tiles, and then we consider the combinatorial changes of them. So next time we will introduce the tessellation for hyperbolic or parabolic quadratic maps, and we consider the degeneration of lamination. And then we're going to consider how the cusp is generated in the degeneration process like that. So, and we also talk about the degeneration and then bifurcation of lamination. So in this step, so it's just going through one hyperbolic component to another. So in this case, it is very similar to the renormalization process. It's just going like not only this point, so we are going through another hyperbolic component and another, and so on. So we will describe what is the how the lamination will change for this bifurcation process. So actually, a funny thing is we're going to observe a kind of Venn twist operation for lamination. So it reminds us a kind of parallel between the renormalization theory and the geometrization of three manifold pitch fiber over the circle given by Kurt McMullen. And so the Venn twist is kind of mapping class group action, so they're similar situation happened here. So these three topics are the next. So now let's go for the definition for laminations. So actually the construction is very, very, very abstract for me. So maybe it's much better if we go from the most abstract part to the more concrete one. So let me go through this way. So now first we go with some universal setting. So the universal means any lamination will be constructed in this space. So first we consider the U is the space of meromorphic functions, non-constant meromorphic functions. So non-constant meromorphic functions. Okay. And then we consider it, and topology with just a uniform convergence on compact set. So now we denote this infinite product space but with Tikhonov topology by this U hat, and the element of U hat is given in this way and so on. And this one determines a map from C to C bar to C bar and so on, by just taking the, for example, if taking the zero, then we consider psi zero, psi minus one, zero, and so on. Okay? So, the next consider a kind of action for this space. So now, consider delta of W of this form with A in C and B in C star. So this is contained in F. This is the space of affine map is just the automorphism of C. So we consider this one. So it is not difficult to see that psi hat of delta, if it is defined in this way, is just pre-composing this guy for each element, is again in U hat. So we get a kind of right action. So the action from affine map from right. So now we can consider the kind of orbit space for this one. So by thinking about all psi in this way, so now this is gives a two complex dimensional foliation for this space. Foliation of U hat. Right? So because C and C star can be projected. And the next consider, now the Now for this AB, suppose AB is an coordinate for this arc. I mean, we consider AB as this space, the element of this space, which is isomorphic to R. And then we consider a kind of forgetful map about this one. So now, actually, we want to have the kind of, we want to have C and H3 for in this, or in our setting. So we want to have C or H3 from this space. So, for example, our first step is forgetting about the argument of this B. So then we just take a modulus of this B, then this space is reduced to this one. And this is isomorphic to H3. And next, we forget about this, the modulus. So we normalize them into one. Then this space is going to just this space, and which is isomorphic to C. So actually, by this forgetting the, some information, then we will have A3 or C in this situation. So by taking some kind of quotient of this space, so we will have A3 and C foliation for them. So now what we will think about is, so if we consider this equivalent relation, so if psi hat and the psi hat prime is equivalent in the sense hyper-equivalent if there exists T in R such that psi hat of W is psi hat of E to the 2 pi I T W. So just up to rotation there, the same. So, and then the next equivalent relation is very similar. This corresponds to forgetting this one. So next step is define this one. So they are affinely equivalent if there exists B in C star such that psi now this holds. So now just forgetting about the information of B. So just normalizing them to one. So now we can consider this space and this space. And actually there are three-dimensional and two and three-dimensional foliation. So by taking this quotient, in general, the leaves are finite branch of covering of C or H3. So in general, the leaves are orbifold. But basically, there are two and three dimensional foliation. So next we consider the action of rational function. So now we start thinking about the dynamics. Now suppose that F is a rational map, then psi is if it's not constant meromorphic function. So one can easily check that this composite map is also in U. So this implies that F of U is contained in U. And again, and we have this sequence of inclusion. So now we define the global attractor, this is actually a closed set called the global attractor, which is defined like this. Just the intersection. So it is something like now this is a universal space U, and the action of F is something like this. Yeah, maybe. And there is a remaining part. So it's almost like a Fitzgerald thing. situation. Maybe this notation implies this situation. Okay. So I think this object is enough intriguing to think about. What do you write? Degree? For any situation, df should be 2 or more than for much better spaces. I mean, much intriguing space. So, the next we consider the natural extension. So actually, this action, I mean, now we have the action from U to U, but this action is not in general injective. So to get the homeomorphic action on this space is certainly F invariant, but so to make a parallel situation to Clajan groups, then we have to have some homeomorphic action situation, right? So we need some trick for them. So what we do is making a natural extension. So natural extension is defined in this way. So KF hat is the space, the subspace of U hat, which satisfies that point. So the psi 0 is in KF, and F of composed with psi n, psi minus n, is psi minus n plus 1. So the situation is like this. So now, in U, so here is Kf, and then we take a meromorphic function in this space, and there are some actions. So we choose, so it's not injective in general, so we choose a backward orbit for them. So we choose some backward orbit. So we get an all possible backward orbit, and we consider the action of F of K hat from KF hat to KF hat, which is defined as follows. So now psi hat is mapped to F hat of psi hat, which is defined just by composing F inside. Actually, this is because of this relation, this is just forward translation for this. Oops. And okay, so now what we do is taking the quotient. Actually, they still have the F is still acting in this space, so we consider the quotient. So now KF hat of A is just defined by KF hat by this F, the quotient of affine equivalence. And in the same way, so we just replace this affine equivalence by hyperbolic. So the fact is they are 2 and 3 dimensional lamination. So our Lyubich-Minsky lamination will construct it in this space. So the definition has few more steps. Okay, so the next consider the more original dynamics. So I mean, on the other hand, we have more natural extension of that. So I mean, so for now consider the hat is the zero t minus 1, blah, 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 in c bar, c bar, c bar. And we consider this a subset of this space satisfying this relation. So now for fixed f irrational map, then d0 is taken from c bar, and we consider this relation. So f of z minus n is z minus n plus 1. So this is much simpler than this situation. So this is just taking the backward orbit for this dynamic. Right. So I mean, C bar, and so on. So a kind of projective limit for them. So we will make another lamination-like stuff from this space. So to make such an object, we define this terminology. So g hat in NF is regular if there exists a sequence of neighborhoods of C0, C minus 1, and so on, such that 1, F of U minus N is U minus N plus 1, and 2, this is very natural, and the particular part is this one. So f from u minus n to u minus n plus 1 is univalent for all n sufficiently large. So this situation is not so general. So the situation is like this. So first we take a point z0 and we consider its neighborhood u0, and then we take its backward orbit along this u hat and so on. So in general they have critical points. I mean in the z minus n, the sequence z minus n, there exists some critical points in some cases. So for example, this one is degree 2, then this part is 2 to 1. If this is shaded, then this one is half shaded. Then if this is degree 2, then this would be like a shaded like this and so on. So, but this definition of regularity says that eventually, after going sufficiently large backward times, we will have the univalent. I mean, so in some steps, they are all univalent. So maybe the radius of this diameter of this neighborhood will be smaller and smaller, but we have the, in some sense, they have the, essentially the conformally the same situation. So for example, A is A, and A is a repelling point. Repelling fixed point. So in this case, so take a small neighborhood of A, u0, then this is mapped inside, and then mapped inside again, and univalently, and without touching any critical point. So this is the case of regular point. But if this is a superattracting point, like a zero of d squared, then we always have a critical point on center, so we can't have this situation. So superattracting cycles, and actually generally attracting cycle and the parabolic cycles are not regular. So now we are almost finishing the definitions. So let RF in NF as the space of, I mean, the set of all regular regular points in the natural extension. So the fact is, this space is foliated by Riemann surface. So actually, the fact is, if L is a leaf of RS, now it doesn't make sense, but now leaf is a path connected component. So for taking any path connected component of RS, then actually this L is isomorphic to C or hyperbolic plane or annulus. So in many cases, the annulus appears if F has Hermann links, but in many cases we only have C or H. So for example, in the case of hyperbolic rational map or parabolic rational map, we will only have C. So the case, in such a case, we have much simpler situation. Okay. So then we gather all possible affine, this C leaves. So now we put another subset that we take L, which is isomorphic C. So we gather all the leaves isomorphic to C. Okay? So we call this space a affine part. So then, now, this has a kind of lamination, this also have a kind of lamination structure, but we want to realize them into this universal setting. So how can we put them into the universal setting? So the idea is the following. So taking an L leaf and Fm, and take a point z hat, and they are isomorphic to C, so we can take a uniformization which maps C and 0 into L and z hat. So for fixed base point, we can find such a isomorphism. But this isomorphism is not in general. Actually, they are not unique. So they are not unique up to the multiplication of the constant C star. So it is corresponding to this corresponding to this part. So anyway, so now we first fix any phi the isomorphism. So then we consider two maps on natural extension. So actually now we have not defined the dynamics on these objects. So now we define the action. So for the hat in the zero, the minus one, blah blah blah, in the natural extension, the pi of the hat is just taking the first coordinate of this one, and then f hat of the hat is just taking the forward shift. Okay. So it is not difficult to see that F hat is a homeomorphic action in the natural extension. So, and we can, they preserve the path connected components, so L is mapped to another leaf. And one more thing is, L is mapped to another leaf isomorphically in this affine space. Affine part. The affine part is F hat invariant space. And the leaves are permitted by isomorphically by this action. So now we consider the pi composed by 5. Then this map to C bar, because this map natural extension to C bar. So we have the meromorphic function here. So this is in, now we put this one, psi. Now psi is in U. And the good thing is, by thinking about this diagram, so first we consider C and then map to L and map that to F minus L of hat, M is better, and we consider a leaf is mapped to leaf by this leaflet map, and then we go downstairs by pi, so they are conjugated. I mean, this diagram commutes. So going this way, this is fine. So we will have we will have another meromorphic function. And this action is the going the forward time. So now we can consider the family of maps of pi minus n is defined by pi and composed by it's a little bit complicated, but we can define an element of KF hat in this situation, in this setting. So what we do is by taking our sign, I mean we can set this as a psi hat, then psi hat, and we take equivalent class by affine equivalence, then they are contained in this space. So yeah. So what we have is for any point in the hat, but up to the choice of this phi, we can find a point in K of FA. So now this action cancels the ambiguity of this part. So actually for any Z hat, this point is uniquely determined. So we determine the map Z hat, which is mapped to this psi A hat. So and we will have an inclusion of this space. Oh, I don't have so much time, but without definition, so my next talk will be so vague. So let me finish the definition at least. So now we have a f of n to k of f of a hat. So now what we do is, so now the map, the image of this affine part in K of a hat is denoted by F of L, and we take a closure in this space. So this is our affine lamination. So it's a very long way to. And they're actually lamination. So. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, actually, we're going to work with the situation. We don't need such a big situation, but it is a kind of theorem to make, you know, we only have to work with this space. So, it's a affine lamination. And the hyperbolic lamination is defined as follows. So, H of F is psi of, this is the equivalent class of by hyperbolic equivalence, and for such a psi with which is contained in AF. So just taking the kind of R bundle for AF, then we will have this space. So and we'll have a the action of F hat just by composing the F on this case, and this action is properly discontinuous. So finally, we will have the quotient lamination. So this, they are the all the stuff we will work with. So AF and HF and MF. So okay. So in the last 5 minutes, so let me talk briefly about some result on some topology of a state. So the construction is somehow complicated, but in our setting of parabolic or hyperbolic quadratic case, so we don't have to care much about this universal setting actually. So now the proposition is not, now we briefly talk about some stability result. So the first thing is, if F is parabolic, the Archimedean map F is parabolic if all the critical points are contained in the partial set. So the critical points are containing. This means that there are only critical points just converging to adducting cycle or parabolic cycle. So this terminology allows the hyperbolic map for this, including hyperbolic map in general. So then we have these properties. So in the natural extension, actually, it's funny, but Denker and Urbanski's definition is right, this one. I thought that it is much, I mean, it's common. Yeah, I don't feel comfortable about this one, but anyway. So now, in these settings, RF is actually the appoint spot. So there are no hyperbolic leaves or annuli in this space, and the leaves are all isomorphic to C. And the good thing is this F of L, so this is included one in this universal setting, is already closed. So this is not trivial in the case of if F has a parabolic point. So for hyperbolic cases, it's much easier, and it's essentially proved in Dubich and Minsky's paper, but if they contain parabolic, it's not trivial. So, but actually, basically the same argument works, and we can say that they're the same. So the idea is, so they are very complicated objects, but to consider this topology, I mean, the situation, I mean, what is topological structure, so we basically work with this part or this part. So in this case, it's much easier. So, and one more result is, so if AF and AG are QC conjugate, I mean, QC conjugate, I mean, leaf-wise QC conjugate. I mean, conjugate is the action of this one. But so if QC conjugate, then we can construct the quasi-isometric conjugacy, leaf-wise quasi-isometric conjugacy on this hyperbolic space. And the next, we will have, that by just by taking a quotient, we have the same situation for quotient lamination. So, So this is also is a fact. So in many cases, we only have to work with the affine lamination, or in many cases, regular leaf space of affine part. And one more good thing is this. In general, no. In hyperbolic, non-compact in general. Yeah, so maybe if you take we can define the convex. Yeah. So we can define the convex core of this lamination. So if they are compact, then the many nice argument works. So, and this is really the theorem. Yes. So if S and G in the same hyperbolic component, then so AF and now the much easier situation is this one. AF and AF and are QC conjugate. So we can construct such. Exactly. So actually, the dynamics can be different because in the hyperbolic center has a superattracting cycle. The superattracting cycle and the normal attracting cycles are different dynamics. But in the lamination sense, by viewing the filter by lamination, then we can see their QC, up to QC, they are the same. So the good thing is this. So now, so far we. What we had is, so now we start with z squared c equals 0, and for example, we want to go to the rabbit here, and what we had is, in the lamination sense, they are supposedly the same lamination. So we can go from this to this step. So what we should consider is this degeneration step and this propagation step. And this part is also the same situation. So what we have to do is this part. This is the topic in the next talk. And one more comment is, so now this says that if C and C prime in the same hyperbolic component of some hyperbolic component, then AF and AFC and AFC prime are topologically the same. So the intriguing thing is the converse holds. The thing is recently shown by Cabrera, Carlos Cabrera. And if they are homeomorphic, by orientation preserving homeomorphism, then we can say that they are in the same hyperbolic component. So this is kind of unnatural, but the proof is amazing. But yes, so now we in the lamination sense, in the being in the same hyperbolic component is equivalent to the having the same topologically the same lamination. So we can view some dynamical problem by looking at such a problem by using a geometric object like lamination. So the next talk will about this one. So this part. So I'm going to stop this.